on this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan talks with Gianna Rosano, Associate Director of the Caroline Huber Holistic Wellness Center, about the services the center offers and how you can support their mission to help those in need.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Gianna, thank you so much for joining us for Brookdale Beat today.
Thank you for having me.
And so you were at the Caroline Huber Holistic Wellness Center, and I was doing a little bit of research on the website, which, by the way, is brookdalecc.edu/wellness. And I didn't realize, it's funny how time flies, because the Wellness Center opened up in the fall of 2023.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk specifically about the needs that folks have and what you guys can provide for those folks. And you've been doing so for 2 years now. So what type of services does the Wellness Center provide to students?
So the Wellness Center has a number of different services to provide to students, and they connect them. So we have our Thrive Therapy, so students can get therapy right in the center. We also have our Nutrition Hub with a partnership with RWJ Barnabas that we are able to provide grab-and-go items for students to get for anyone who's food insecure, if they need a snack, to get them through their next class. We're really excited about that. And it also has a microwave to help students if they have, you know, their lunch on campus and they need to heat it up. So it's really a great space for them to utilize. And then we also have our weekly groceries that's open to faculty, staff, community members, as well as students. So if they want to pick up a weekly grocery, that's a partnership through Fulfill Pantry.
Okay.
So they can do that there. And then we have a number of programs that students can just participate that covers the 8 dimensions of wellness. So we have yoga every Friday. We have Relax and Release every Wednesday. Every Tuesday, we have high tea, so students can come get some tea and cookies and just, again, relax, unwind, and hopefully unplug.
And I think that's part of the concept behind the holistic part of the Wellness Center. And that also, it's funny, I could picture the colors, but I can't picture the symbol. Are they the leaves?
Yeah, they're okay. Like petals of leaves, yep. Yes.
And there's 8 of them, right?
I think there's actually 7 of them. Okay. I know, but the number is ever growing of the dimensions of wellness because we continuously add on to it. So like the financial piece has been added on to it.
Okay.
And different elements, because it really is about the entirety of a person. And So we try to push that through students to understand that there's different pieces of this. We tend to focus on some of them more than others, but finding a good balance is really up to the individual. And the center hopefully is a great place for students to find that balance for themselves.
Yeah, it's important for students to realize too, because they're, you know, a traditionally student is still growing, you know, and they still don't, I hate to say this because I'm going to sound like the old guy in the room, which I am, but like they don't get it yet. And I think the services and what you guys provide for them helps them get there to where they can be, using the word whole again, a whole person.
Yes.
And I think that's important to have. And I'm thankful that we have this here on campus, because not all community colleges in New Jersey have this. We may be the only one that has this, and we may have been blazing new trails for and we're continuing to do so even today, even as we're talking. I'm sure there's something going on over at the Wellness Center. So I want to thank you for being able to step away for that for a little bit. I wanted to talk about, you mentioned it a little bit, but I wanted to kind of drill down a little bit deeper about these grab and go items. You threw a number at me before we cracked the mic open about how many items go out. And what's that number again?
Yeah, so just in October alone, 2,747 grab and go items have went out in only the Nutrition Hub. However, we also have 11 other spaces on campus that give out grab and go items courtesy of the Wellness Center, as well as all of the HECs.
That's a big number, and a large number of locations as well.
Yes.
So folks who have gotten Dr. Stout's message from last week, there was, and we're not going to go through the long list, but there was a long list of items. And I want to talk about the focus in that the grab and go items are easy to grab. You know, when you're out of the supermarket and you know you're going down aisle 7, mm-hmm. and you see something like trail mix or microwave pasta bowls, you can just grab a couple of those in your cart, and then you can bring them over to the Wellness Center and say, here you go. It's that easy to help out, because if you grab 5 of those microwavable pasta bowls, you've made five meals for somebody. And yeah. since there's a microwave there, they can, that may be their only hot meal that they have throughout the day.
Yeah.
And that is, we need to be able to help that. And I think we could do that by simply going down when you're going down that aisle and just grabbing a couple of these things, because that will help. The more you guys have to give out, the better, because mm-hmm. there's going to be that need. And you said there was an increase from September to October even. Yeah. And even from last October to this October. So there's a continual growth for need for that. And it's wonderful that you're able to give that much out. And I think there certainly should be support for that from our community that we have here at Brookdale.
Yeah.
So there was also something new that you have as well, right? There are some hygiene products yeah. that folks can get as well.
So we just added in the Nutrition Hub, the Wellness Station, we're calling it. It does have a little bit more than hygiene products. So we have like earplugs, eye masks, things like that as well for students. But we've really noticed the hygiene products take off. So we are donation only for that program. So we can only supply what we have in okay. stock. And so the donations are extremely important there. We're seeing students that come in and they're saying, even after they go to maybe the gym on campus and they are going to another class or are supposed to be doing things, and they just want a deodorant or something like that.
Right.
So okay. it's really helpful. Any hygiene products, even the minis have been fantastic. We've been able to give out over 3,000 of those items. Again, just started in September.
Yeah.
So we're really seeing a high need for hygiene items, and we have them right next to our grab and go station in the Nutrition Hub. So same concept. Students can go in there, feel comfortable, and grab what they need and not feel like anyone's looking at them or they're being judged. They feel completely comfortable utilizing those services, and they have been.
Yeah. I just today, as a matter of fact, I was walking down the hallway and I ran into a student who I know, and they ducked into an office that had some like a grab and go station. I don't know if it's the official grab and go station. Grabbed it and said, "Hey, what's going on, Tom?" I'm like, "Hey, what's going on? I'm just, what was the word that was used? I'm just stealing some snacks before class to get back to class." I go, "Well, you're not stealing it. They're there for everybody to,
yeah.
if you need it, grab it." And we know each other well enough that he could have just been using the word stealing, but I think to get out of that mindset that it's not, you're taking it because there's a need for it. You're not just taking it to take it.
Yeah.
And to kind of have that level, start out that way in the 100%. Sense to make people to be comfortable with taking those items, because maybe that student that I ran into today really needed that thing, but to get through class, because mm-hmm. hunger is a thing.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to learn when you're hungry.
No.
It's not easy to do a lot of things when you're hungry.
Yeah. It affects us all differently. I always say, I love the Snickers commercial. You're not yourself when you're hungry. It is my favorite, but it is so true. So to allow students to stay on campus longer, to utilize services like the math lab, the writing lab, all of those things, it might be the difference between being able to get a meal.
I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great point. Otherwise, they may have to go out off campus for something, and now they could stay on campus and get that tutoring that they're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's a reason why you do what you do, and there's a reason why I do what I do, right? Now, the other thing you were talking about with the grocery items that were given out, and so that Fulfill brings those prepackaged weekly grocery items, but then you guys do some stuff to it to kind of cater to this crowd too, right?
Yeah, so the Wellness Center has partnered with Fulfill Pantry. They are amazing, and they've been giving us a number of weekly grocery bags. So every other week we get a drop of weekly grocery bags, and they have pretty standard items in there. So maybe a pasta, a rice, a sauce, a vegetable, a protein, everything that you would really need as a basic,
okay.
which is fantastic that we're able to provide that. But especially with our donations of our non-perishable items, we're able to add to those bags for those students on campus that have a family of seven, those students on campus that maybe have small children, things like that. So we've been able to add a little bit more to the bags and then also create vegan bags from those options. Fulfill has also been a great partnership. So if anyone is following us on social media, you'd also see that they've also been able to give us some fresh fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
So we're excited every time that they have the opportunity to do that. We had our fridge stocked with apples one time. We had squash a couple of weeks ago. So again,
it's the season for squash.
Exactly.
Too,
so. spaghetti squash, a lot of people were asking me about how to make it, and I wish I knew. But Yes. So we have a lot of those things. And again, it's open to the entire community here at Brookdale.
Right.
So staff, faculty, students, community, it's really, really been helpful. But the pantry is fantastic, but the pantry alone can't do everything. And so we always, always accept donations to add to that and make a difference for a student's life.
And I think it, you know, it certainly does. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't be coming back to it.
Correct.
You know? So there's been a lot of things in the news about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP. And I'm sure it's changing as we're recording this. The news has been changing. But I think there's something else to make note of, that there's also SNAP navigators that come into this. So what does a SNAP navigator do?
So they can do a number of different things. The most helpful is just giving students information. So the SNAP navigator can allow them to really understand what the SNAP program is and what it isn't. There have been changes made to qualifications for the program. So the SNAP navigator can explain what those programs are, and then they can also help you apply for them. So if you are someone who does not have a connection to SNAP benefits, but you're curious about them, and then halfway through you realize, oh, actually I could qualify for this and benefit from these services, they're able to tell you exactly what materials you'll need to apply and talk you through the process. So again, this is also through Fulfill that they're able to provide us to have a SNAP benefit, SNAP navigator come to our center and then really work with students, and they're here for a full day at a time. So always keep an eye out for when they're here.
And how often does that, is there a regular occurrence of that? Is it every month or is it every couple of weeks? Or?
It's ever changing depending on the need. So in previous semesters, they were coming at least every other week.
Okay.
We're seeing with a lot of the differences, it'll definitely be at least twice this semester that they've come, but we might be increasing it in the spring, depending on, again, what the need in the service looks like after working with students this semester.
So if folks wanted to know more about that, follow you on social, is that would be the best thing to do?
Follow us on social media, and then you can also look on the website that you shared with them earlier, and you can see our calendar, and it'll let you know when the SNAP Navigator is going to be on campus. There should also be flyers around campus around that time as well.
Right. And just for folks who don't know where it is, the Wellness Center is on the back. The easiest way to get there is on the back pathway. And as you're walking toward from the PAC to the Student Life Center, it would be on your left. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on the right because you'd be in the trees. But so it's a very easy space to get to, for sure, for sure. So, Gianna, thank you so much for joining us today for Brookdale Beat. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
I'm Keelan, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College, where here will get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes on 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.